all the shvatim from one wife. So we need to really go into the sugya very deep to understand it. We're going to understand it in two thought systems, and then we're going to see if we're going to put it all together. So let's start. We have a very famous pasuk in Yirmiyah, a very famous pasuk. Pasuk starts, pasuk tezvav. Well, it starts really in Yodalad, Koyam Hashem, Kol Baram Anishma, Nehi Bechis Amruim, Rachel Mavaka Baneho. So Rachel is the one who is Mavake. Rachel is the one who is seeking and taking, crying on the so their children. Ma'ana Linochem Al Baneho Ki Einenu, because they're not there. Koyam Hashem, and Hashem answers. Meni koleich mi bechi, veinayich mi dima, hold off from crying, ki yesh sachar lepu'ulay seich nu'um Hashem, v'shavu ba'eretz oyev, and you will return. V'yesh tikva lachrisech nu'um Hashem, there is hope for the end, v'shavu banim legvulam. Very famous piece of nevuah. V'shavu banim legvulam. Now, Rachel is the one. Now, why Rachel is there, that we need to understand also. Why is Rachel the one that's not buried in Maris HaMachpelah? That also needs to be understood, Belinada. But we need to understand why is it Rachel is the one who's Mavakya. Leah doesn't worry. Why is it Rachel? Let's go a little further. A very, very interesting medrash. The Medrash says, Medrash in Eicha, Ba'isa Shah, when they were there and it came time and the Golus is there, so what happens? Everyone speaks up. Avram speaks up, Yitzchak speaks up, Yaakov speaks up, Moshe speaks. They all talk up, but nothing's moving, Hashem. Medrash says, Ba'isa Shah, Kofza Rachel Yimeinu. Rachel Yimeinu jumps. Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'amru Rabbeinu Shom, Golu lifanecha. You know, she Yaakov avdecha avoni avas yisera. You know that Yaakov loved me a very special love. Va'ovad bishvili la'aboni, worked sheva shanim for 7 years. Ukeshe'elimo isay sheva shanim v'gizman nesuai, and it came time for the marriage. Levali yoatz avi lach lifeni. Levali Bishvilachosi. He's going to switch around my husband to my sister. It was very difficult. I heard what he wants to do. Vaidati Levali, I let my husband know. Umasuli Simon Shiakibi, she gave me Simonim. Ubein Achosi. So that my father can't switch me around. I felt bad. And I held back my desires. And I had mercy on my sister. She shouldn't be embarrassed. They switched my husband for me, my sister. Mosati lachosi kol asimonim, and I gave her all the signs. She mosati labali kedei sheisover shirachel. V'lo'od, look at the medrash. Not only that, el nechtasdi kat tachas hamita. I was under the bed. She yeshochev im achosi v'yemedabi ma vishol sekis. She didn't say a word, my sister. V'ani mishivto, and I answered him. Al kol dover v'dover. Because I should, that they shouldn't recognize it. I didn't have a revenge. Who am I? Shani bos v'dom off of Eifer. Loi konisi l'tzari shali. V'lo tzesi l'busha l'cherpa. V'ata yu melechai v'kayom. Rachamon, you're the biggest one of Rachman, but they mark it isla avodis kechavim. Why are you so worried about the Jews worshiping avodis kechavim? Sheim bo mamish, v'glisi belnai, and you put my children into golus. Benergu b'chorav yosay v'imbom ritzaynay. Why? I did even more than you. Miad nizgagulu rachmav shalkodesh baruch hu v'omav b'shvileich rochel ani magzir es Yisrael l'makaymam. I'm going to bring them back because of you, Rachel. I go with the Ksiv, and that's what it says. Koyama Hashem, Kol Barom Anishma, Nihi Bechi Samrumim, Rachel Mavak Abonel, Manu Linochma Abonel Keinenu, and it says, Koyama Hashem, Mini Mekolech Mibechi, Veinayach Medima, Keishoch Lepil Pulotzeich, and it says, Yesh Tikvulach, Visech Nuhum Hashem, Veshavu Bonu Mugvul. So therefore, we see very clearly in this Medrash that Rachel is the one that speaks up. And Rachel is the one who speaks to the Rabbeinu Shalom in a very strong manner. Rachel speaks up. Now we have to see, is that a definition in Rachel? Or that just is an occurrence of Rachel? We need to define. In the next page, we have from the Gra in Nach. And we have to work to understand these words. The Gra says, Chizku v'al yirpu eschem ki yesh schar l'pul eschem. Hu al davadara for a kosev, it's based on the posik in Yirmiyah that we just saw, koy ma Hashem and ikolich mibechi v'naich midima, ki yesh schar l'sach l'pul eschem. V'haynu, and please let's watch, ki shtayim osa imenu Rachel. Rachel did two things. Ha achas mevaka al boneho. Kederech shebochu ovos ha'olam. She cried, "Ve'eshenis ta'aseksus dima es mizbach Hashem l'chapora al chatei b'ne'el b'ta'anosa." And the second thing, she covers over the wrongdoings of her children with her claim. Va'ani lo kanisi l'tzar sheli. I, as we saw in the Medrash, I didn't call talk up. U'mitnei ma konu lo v'kachamim she'im bo mamish. And this is that medrash that we just saw. Kedisa b'psichta de'ik de'icharabta. Zel shonumanu l'inochma b'onel ki inenu ratzaloma kodesh boch ho'eino metzlam. V'al zeh heishiv. Now please watch. Koy ama Hashem mini kolech mibechi hainu al b'onel. Hold off from crying over your children. There's reward. What's the reward? Al Yedei Mashiach ben Yosef. Now we have to understand what's the connection. But through Mashiach ben Yosef is the connection. The Einayich Midimela, watch, it's even more difficult. Hainu Al Tanosa Shemosu Asimonim Lelaya. Al Zeh, for that which you gave over. Yesh tikvah l'achrisecha. How? Al yedei Mashiach ben David. The ka'osi mileya. V'shavu bonim l'gvula. So wait a second. He tells Rachel, there's two things you're going to get. For you, that which you worried about your children. For that, there's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef. Whatever that's going to do. And that which you gave the simonim to Leah, don't worry. Because from Leah will be Mashiach ben David. Now, number one is, what does that have to do with Rachel? How does Rachel play a role with Mashiach ben David? David is from Leah. David's from Leah, from Yehuda. And what is that going to do? And what is that? That's the schar you're giving Rachel, that is going to be Mashiach ben David from Leah. What is the Gra teaching us here? So this is what we need to work on. Let's start. Pasuk tells us in Balak, Ki meirosh tsurim erenu. From the rosh, from the head, from the tops of tsurim. And tsur is a rocks from the mountains, erenu. Umi givoos, and from the valleys, umi givoos ashurenu. You're praying. Hey, Mom, Levod Yishkon, you live with by a nation, Ubagoyim lo yaischasho. By the way, there's a beautiful word from the Kotzke. Kotzke says an unbelievable pshat in that pasuk. The Poshet is, Hey Nom Levodad Yishkan, you are a nation that lives alone. Uvagoyim, and by nations, Lo Yishashav, you're not important. The Kotsky said, we have to change it just a drop. You should say, Hein om levodod. If you are a nation that lives alone, Yishkon, I will live with you, the Rabbi Nishon says. Uva goyim. But if you're going to be by the goyim, Lo Yitzchashev, by me, you're not considered important. Just a small thing. So therefore, that's the thing. But that's not what we need. Let's see the Rashi. Ki roish mitzurim erenu. Rashi. Ani mistakel bereishisam. I look at the very beginning. Ubitchila shirashayem. And the foundation, very foundation. Vani roe osam yusodim v'chazokim. I see them to be very, with strong foundations. Kitsurim, like rocks. V'gavos alolu. How? Al yedei ovis v'imohos. So the ovis and the imohos are the foundations of that are rocks. And everything comes from them. Now, what exactly are we supposed to understand? Now, they are the rocks. How is that supposed to work? So let's look. We need to have to understand what is the connection between Rachel and Leah and Rachel and Leah in relationship to Yaakov. So let's start. We know at the end of Rus, at the very end of Rus, so now Boaz is going to marry Rus, and what do they want to tell her? He says, look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yomru kol o'am asher b'shar, all the people said, it was a Canaan, Edom, your pru Edom. Yitein Hashem asisha boil beisecha, kerochel u'chaleya asher bonu shteyem es beis Yisrael. They should be, she should be like Rochel and Leah, that built, both of them built Beis Yisrael. So Rachel and Leah are builders. But wait a second. Boaz is from Leah. So what in the world are they saying here? Kerachel and Kaleah. It should have been Kaleah and Kerachel. He himself is there from Leah, not Rachel. So who should have been listed first? Leah, not Rachel. Comes along Rashi. Afal pi shehoyu mishevet Yehuda umibnei Leah modim heim. They admit al Rochel shehoyse ikra shel bayis. The main wife of Yaakov is Rochel. And that's the way it was originally supposed to be. And that's the way it's always. And that's what he says, ikra shel bayis. Vigdimu, and that's why they themselves list Rachel before Leah. Because they know that Leah is not the main one. Rachel is the main one. So then what is this relationship? What is it? So if we go a little further, it's something that you have to... You see that over here when it lists B'nam Posig Yutes B'nei Rachel Eishes Yaakov Yosef of Binyamin. See the pasuk? Very interesting pasuk. What does it say? It's listing all of them. And what does it say here? It says, B'nai Rachel, Eishes Yaakov. What do you mean? Leah wasn't Eishes Yaakov? So Rashi right away notes, Uvachulim lanema b'em Eishes. It doesn't say Eishes. Elishoy say Ikra Shabayis. She is the main one of the house. And that's why the pasuk goes out of its way to tell us, Eishes Yaakov. But yet they're together. And yet she is the Iker, or the Eishes, the Iker Abayis. In fact, if you look in the Zohar, the way the Zohar says it, the Zohar says, if you look on the left-hand side, Kuf Mem Zayin, it's marked, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Aleah. Rebbe Lezer Posach, Moshivi, Akeres, Abayis, Aim Abonim Smecha Alaluka. Moshivi Akeres Habayis. Who's that? Zuhi Rachel. She Ikris Habayis. Aim Abonim Zuhi Leia. She Lida Sheish Bonim Ubasach. So therefore, when we say in Hallel, Moshivi Akeres Habayis. Now, really, what's the pshat in Hallel? David Amelech says, what does he say? That what? You brought me, me'ashpus yorim evyon, lo'yshivi, im nedivi amol. You made me sit with the princes of your nation. And what happened? Moshivi, you gave me the ability to sit, what? All the nations together. What nations? That you put together what? Akeres Habayis and Eim Abonim, and they're together, and they're Semecha, Hallelujah. That's why Rav Huttner was very, very makpid that you should keep the two, even though in Chazonis, it's better broken, right? Because what do we say? Meshiv Akeres Habayis, Eim Abonim, Semecha, Hallelujah. That sounds better in Chazonis. But that's not the pshat. In pshat, it goes together. Meshivi, you sat me, and what did you give me? Akeres Habayis and what? Eim Abonim live together b'simcha. So you shouldn't break them in half. That the whole word is that it's together. So it should be Meshivi, Akeres Habayis, Eim Abonim, Simecha, and they're all happy. Hallelujah. But we see it that they have this relationship. Now we start to begin to understand. This is a very key medrash for us to begin to understand. Leia tofsa plach hoidor. The medrash tells us Leia took on the idea of hodor. And we have to know what hodor means here. Push it, we mean hodor means thanks. But we need to understand that. Va'omdu hoimena bale hoidor. And people of thanks came out. Yehuda vayake Yehuda vayom et sodka mimeni. David Oma. Now, where's that hodor? Sodka mimeni is the story with Tamar when she was pregnant and they were going to take her out to be killed. And all of a sudden she says, what? He says, sodka, you're right, mimeni, it's for me. I impregnated her. So, right, that doesn't sound like hodor that we would normally define as thanks. David Oma, Oidul Hashem Kitov. Daniel Oma, Loecha, Loka, Vossi, Moldo, I give you thanks, Mashabcha, Ana. Rachel, on the other hand, Tovso, Plach, Shtika. Her outstanding midah is Shtika. And we need to understand. Vo'omdu Kolboneho, Bale Mastirin, they held, they hid themselves. Binyamin Yoshva Yesh, why is he, his stone on the Urim V'Tumim is Yoshva. Why is his name the stone Yoshva? Yesh Peh. He had the mouth, and what does that mean? He knew all about the story of Yosef. The Inenu Magid. He doesn't say a word. So he has the peh, but he doesn't say it. Shaul, there's Devar HaMelucha, lo higidlo. He didn't say when he was anointed and they told him, don't say anything, he didn't say. Esther, ein Esther Magidus Malato Vesama. So therefore, Rochel is Shtika. Leia is Hodor. Now we have to see what does that do for us. Why? What is that going to be anything? So Al-Kain Korashimo Yehuda. B'chomakam Shneem Al-Kain Meruba B'uchasim V'atamad Miletus. Fine. So now the Medrash tells us this Yisod. And if you look in Rabbeinu Bechai, he says it over a little bit there, just clearer for us. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Dor Shur Rabbi Senu Zichroidim Levracha. Right, till now she wasn't Leia. All of a sudden, Vihinehi Leia, behold, she is Leia. What do you mean, till now she wasn't Leia? She was Leia also. Eliyakov Moses Simonim L'Rachel. When they saw the putting in Leia, My sister will be so and wiped out. So what happened? Amda umasa lo asimonim. Rachel tavsa plachstik. And this is what we had in the Medrash. Tavsa and Leah is haidah. Rachel tavsa plachstik because of Yaakov. Now watch what he says. V'lova notlon mimenu. For 7 years, Yaakov sent presents to Rachel all the years he was working. And when the present came to the house, Lavan took it, v'nasna l'Leah, and gave it to Leah. And Rachel knew about it all 7 years. V'Rachel shosekes, and Rachel doesn't say a word. L'fichach amdu kol banel, therefore all of his children, her children, balei shtika, they're quiet. She's Rei Binyamin, or Yodei b'mechirasu shal Yosef v'shosah. Shol ben bino, what does it say? V'z devar amuch lohigid, that was the medrash we just saw. And Esther, zayin Esther magedis, zama. But Leah is tafsa hodah, and that's what we saw. So therefore we see this yisod, that Rachel is shtika, and Leah is hodah. Now what does it mean?
Leah in a very bad light.
Very bad light. We're going to see. You're going to see. We have to understand it. So what does it mean, hodah? Now, hodah, usually we mean thanks. But we just saw that Yehuda is the one who gives hodah, and yet he said, Sotka mimani, I'm the one who impregnated Tamar. So what does it mean? So Rav Hutna has in a very interesting idea that needs to be talked about. Bebinyan hamilim. When we talk about words, shaloshin hakodesh, nizdamnu lepundik echod, we have in one in shnei musagim, two different ideas. Habos chakzoka tova, if I come and I say thank you, in Yiddish he has the danken to say thank you, vaskoma ledas atzad sheni, or if I admit to you, l'shnei ha-musagim alolu, these two ideas, yesh b'loshon ha-kodesh bitui mishutov. They have the same word. And what's that word? Hodah. Person is a modeh b'miktzos. So what's that? It's a modeh. So we call modeh admission. And yet when I give thanks to Hashem, I'm saying hodah. It's the exact same word. What? How could it be that the same word for thanks and the same word for admission work together? Hodah asval din. What does that mean? Pirush haskam, I agree to the second side. Hodah alav, I give thanks for that which happened till now. So what's this thing together? Kitchunas nafsho, the makeup of a human being, tumunihi, is inherent in him. Sheifa Leo Smucha Shulchan Atzma. Everyone wants to do it themselves. We're going to do it by myself. Every child has that, as we all go through, that the kids will do it on their own. Mivli Lechazik Lazosu Shalzulas. Without the need of help from someone else. Ubishor Shodom Mabias Akoris Tovos Lechavero. But when I come and I say to someone else, thank you. No saying lo tod, I say thanks. But also sha'a. At that moment, yesh kan, there is two things. Hodas baldin, that what? I admit. What am I admitting? Ki bapam azos, this time, lo also biyodo, I couldn't do it on my own. Boy, all of the mishtamesh, I had to use tovas chaveira. I needed you. And that is deep in the nefesh, as baal tovea toda, is admission. And then, thanks. But it's two things together. Now, if you go to the next one, he says that if you really think about it, the next paragraph above, he said if you really look into the words in modim, that's really what we're doing. modim anachnu loch sheh. If I come to you and I want to say thank you, I don't say thank you that. I say thank you about. Thank you that you helped me. I don't come along and say thanks about. So what does it mean? Modim anachnu loch sheh. Sheh doesn't fit. No. Because the first thing is I had to admit, she'atohu Hashem Elokeinu, it's you are the Hashem and I needed you. I couldn't do without you. And then we come right back two lines later and say, no delcha al. I give thanks al. Concerning. So the first part is I admit I needed you. And therefore I'm saying thank you concerning chayenu amasum badecha, life, etc., etc. So every hodah has in it two parts. Now we can come back and understand that when we say that what? Leah has hodah, and in the hodah we saw Yehuda said, tzodka mimeni, part of hodah is admission. And therefore, when Yehuda says, tzodka mimeni, that is hodah. And the other part of hodah is thanks, and that's also part of it. But the Leia is the one that has all of that. And that's in her children, and that's why Yehuda will say tzadka, and that's called hodah, and that's why David will say his thing, and that's also called hodah, because that's all the makeup of hodah. Now let's continue. The Medrash tells us, Vayiskar Elokim es Rachel. What did she remember? What did Hashem remember that he gave her a child? Her quiet. Because she brought in the tzara. So this shtika is so big that she was worthy to get the child. That naturally she never would be able to get it, but through the shtika, through this midah of shtika, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a child and two children. That's through this midah shtika. That's how she would merit it to get it. Now let's see the next piece. The next piece is a very deep piece. It's written by Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zatzal, and let's see it. Now we're starting to go deeper. Harei Yadua, it's known, Ki Rachel Oysa Ikro Shelbayis. Rachel's the main one. Vafilu b'nei Yehuda, Mitzatzei Leah, from the children of Leah, Hoda Bezos, they admit. Kemavua b'megilas Esther, Rachel Boaz Nevorech, Madua Hoysa Rachel Ikavayis. Why is Rachel Ikavayis? Why is Rachel more than Leah? Yitochin sheish lumtzora derech beinyan zeh al pi agdomas delalon. Biyadua haya kol echod meha'ovos, every one of the ovis, av l'midom yuchedes. They were the father to lay down a unique trait into Klal Yisrael. Avram haya av l'midas ha'chesed. Yitzchok is the amud ha'avodah. He sacrificed himself, and he's the one of tefillah. Yaakov is Torah. Ein abir sheshar amidus lahayu b'cholov. It doesn't mean the others didn't have those traits. Ki Avram nema v'yishma mishmarti mitzvosei chukosei v'sorosei. So Avram kept Torah. El abir hu shekol echod me'ahoviz hu av l'midazu. He's the father. The Ike Tafkido Oyo Livnos Es Amida Azu. He built this Mida, this trait, into the very makeup of the Jewish nation. Ken Yodua Sheikar Odom Ukoach Adibur. As we know, that when man was created, the Pasuk tells us, Vayi Odom Lenefesh Chaya, he was living, and the Targum says there, speech. So living is speech. Beruchnis ha'odom yesh gimel chalokim. In the spiritual part of man, there's three parts. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And these are three parts of a person. HaTorah hi b'chelek aruach. That's the spirit. K'mavua b'gura b'kama makomas. Chazal omrim ala posik ha'omnum elam tzedek tidabrum ma'om nosa shel odom. What does a person do b'olam hazeh? Yosim atzmo ki'ilim. He shouldn't talk too much. Yochol af p'divrei Torah. Maybe that's true by Torah. Talmud lomim, no. Torah, speak. Tzedek tidabrum. Onuroin sh'ike tafkidu shel odom b'olam hazeh hu koach hadibur. Uvekoach zeh yeshnei sivuyim. Listen carefully. There are two commandments, two parts. One part is speak. What speaking should you do? The speaking of what? Torah. Anything else, what should you do? Quiet. Hashlilu yosem atzmo kilek. Bizu umnis mamish. The chiyuv is to speak. The alshuch and the gro bring sheisha imadrega shmira the ikat sivuye b'shev altase. Her commandments are shave the altase. The ha'ish demands madrega so is kiyum ikat sivuy kum asay, get up and do. B'zeh, that's the teva, the nature of man and woman. Why? That's why you understand already why women are free from a mitzvah asay shazman grama, because the mitzvah asay of getting up and doing relate to the essence of the makeup of man. The lo sasay, to hold off, that's the woman, and that's why we have it. Good. Now let's go to the next paragraph. Now. Now I can explain to you the inyan of Rachel and Yaakov. Yaakov is Yisod Torah. And Torah is, as we said, dibur, speech. But that's not going to bring out his shleimus. Because what is a person that shalem in this world, that's a complete being in this world, uses his ability to speak for Torah? But for everything else, is quiet. What was Rachel's midah, we said? Rachel's midah is shtika. So the mate, the proper mate for Yaakov is shtika, to make him shtika. So the proper mate for Yaakov is Rachel. Because Rachel is going to make him complete. Because Yaakov has the Torah, Rachel has the shtika, together as a unit, they're the complete being. And that's what he says here. Vayitav Samelech Shtikas, we know. And therefore, the Ashes Yaakov and the Shiftei Kah, Shetikach Rachel, Velo Sifra Yaakov al Aramos, Shalom and Misad Laramoso. She couldn't after he gave over the Simonim. And therefore, we say he was Shtika. Good. And that's why he brings down this Medrash. Now go down to the bottom. Three lines before the end. Four lines. V'lochein. No, back here. V'lochein. And therefore. V'lochein. Rotze Yaakov Lorse says Rachel. Yaakov wants to marry Rachel. Ki yoyse ikar zivugo, because that's his main called mate. V'akeres habayis, she's the foundation. You can understand. Why were the 7 years in the eyes of Yaakov so quick? Like a few days. What did Yaakov want? He wanted Lohokim, his base soul, to establish the Jewish home. And therefore, Rachel is the real mate for Yaakov. Now, let's go a little further. So here, the Maral discusses their relationship. Avobiyur inyan zeh. Maral comes and tells us. Ki b'shvil sheyoda Rachel, sheyakov roi befrat lezeh shelo yelo ishachas. Now the Maral tells a very deep point. She knew that Yaakov can't have one wife. She knew it. Shimoyu Yaakov Isha Achas Yuzaro Shem Shtemese Shvotim Bilti Mechulokim. If she has only one wife, then all 12 of the Shvotim will be the same. They'll all have the same similar trait. And Rachel knew that can't build the Jewish people. And that shouldn't be here. Shiyu Yisrael Echad, that they're only one type. And that's why she accepted that Leah can marry in. She knew she's the real mate. The Iruya, and she's the one who should get it. Yoda Gam came, but she knew Shein Yaakov Roy Shilo Acha Misha Achas Bilvad. Lakach Kibla Dov Zeb Ava Shein Olam Roy Lakach. And that's what Hashem says, Chai V'Kayom. So therefore, she was willing, and therefore, that's why Rachel is the one who's Mavakesh Rachamim, because she gave up everything, knowing it's the benefit of Yaakov Avinu. Yeah? So we begin to see already in our much deeper point about Rachel.
It's the benefit of Yaakov or the benefit of Kal Yisrael?
Well, which is Kal Yisrael. Yaakov, which is Kal Yisrael, because that's what he's building.
But that still doesn't help Leah.
Right, right. I see you're going to stand up, right? Okay, we're getting there. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Echod be'echod Yigoshu. This that it says in the Pasuk that Yehuda came close to Yosef. Don't think it's just a happening, a one-time happening. Ze Yehuda v'Yosef. V'ruach lo yavo b'neihem elu shvotim. And when is that going to be? We had a few weeks ago. And we know that we come across it again, that the Navi speaks that you should take two pieces of wood, write on one of them Yehuda, and on one of them you'll write Yosef, and you put the two together because Yehuda and Yosef must be together. And when it says, Vayigash, Elov, Yehuda, Yehuda came to Yosef, that's the Maisa of his Simon Labonim of what's going to be La'osid Lavo. Look at the bottom in the Rashash. Echod be'echod yigoshu. Ulai samach ha-medrash ha-hod d'ksiv. Kach l'cho eitz echod. V'kosev olov la-Yehuda. V'lokach eitz echod. V'kosev olov la-Yosef. V'korev echod el echod. And the whole Nebu over there. That's what it is. V'yigash elov Yehuda. Yehuda and Yosef have to be. Now what Yehuda, as we understand, is from the foundations of Leah. And Yosef is the main one of Rachel. They got to get together. Why? What's so important? The next you find a piece from the Grah, a very, very important piece. Let's see it slowly. Kemo sheksuba yesholosh mine psolos. There are three types of psolos, nothingness, motz, tevin, and subim. Kain b'Yisrael shnim shulatvua. Good. So there are three types of psula, she'im. Now watch closely. Yishmael, Esav, and the Erev Rav. Erev Rav, we know, are the people that came out with Mitzrayim, with the Jewish people, and till today, they're the ones causing problems in Klal Yisrael. V'neged Avraham v'Yitzchak shemehem Yotsu, Esav, the Yishmael. We know, we've discussed this, that the psoles of Avraham is thrown off into Yishmael. And the psoles, the nothingness, the that which doesn't count as an important, is thrown off of Yitzchak into Esav. Yavo Shnei Meshichim. Careful. The two Mashiachim are going to come. Who are them? Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Oh, wait. So now we have Yosef and David, which is Yehuda, the two Mashiachs, Ve'im Yivoru Es Yisrael Mimotz, they're going to take care of it all. And they're going to get rid of the whole thing. So now we these are two beings, and we are going to have Mashiach ben David coming from Yehuda, coming from Leah, who's going to take care of one. And we're going to have Mashiach ben Yosef, who comes from Rachel, who's going to take care of the other problem. And that's how we're going to get the Geula. So we're now seeing what Rachel and Leah are producing, the two Mashiachim that are going to take care of Klal Yisrael. Let's understand. We're nowhere near there yet.
What are the two problems?
Let's see. We're getting it. Now, here's a piece that's from the Gra. It's a very deep piece, and we can only understand parts of it. Maybe you, I can only understand a few parts, so we're going to learn them together. Ki avos heim Adam. Ki yodua. Adam, they are Adam. The Esav and Yishmael. Do we got it? Yeah? Okay. Esav and Yishmael, heim yimina usmola. One's yimin and one's small. Ki yodua. Shor v'chamor.
Yimin and small of an Adam.
Let's see. Ki yodua. Shor v'chamor. Esav, Shor, Purim Abirim, and Yishmael, Shavu Lachem, Po Ima Chamor, Am Adomer Lechamor. So in Shomayim, there's Shor and Chamor. Who's the Shor? Shor is Esav. Who's the Chamor? Yishmael. Okay? And then we know that he comes from Eretz Mitzrayim. Now let's go a little further. If you look on it, it's a long piece. And he goes toward the end. V'zeh sod Mashiach ben Yosef. And now we see this is the foundation of Mashiach ben Yosef. B'chor shoro hodorlo. Sheyichbosh es ha-shor. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to take care of the Shor. And we just said, Shor, that's whom? Esav. Whom Mashiach ben David is oni verochev al hachamor. He's on the donkey. V'zehu b'chor shor k'hu b'chor v'chei Mashiach ben Yosef yukudam l'Mashiach ben David. That's why you need Mashiach ben Yosef before Mashiach ben David. And that's what he talks about. We have to see why, but that's what you have to do. So first, what you need is Mashiach ben Yosef to wipe out what? Esav? To wipe out, as he said, B'chor Shara the Esav, and then Mashiach ben David will come on Yerochev al HaChamor and take care of Yishmael. Now, why does it have to be that way? Let's see. Yeah? So far, we're here. That's another discussion. Now, here you have a medrash. And look at this medrash. It's just what we just said, basically. Kach, kishebo Avrohom avinu l'olam, yotzo mimenu psoles Yishmael ubnei keturah. Bo avinu Yitzchak l'olam, Yotzim imenu psoles Esa valufe yedom. Chozul yotzim yotzim in rishoyim kishabo Yaakov. Lo yotzim imenu psoles elenoldu kolbonov ksheirim. They were all 100% like him. Shneema v'Yaakov ish tom yoshev elon. So therefore Yaakov is this shleimus. But Yitzchok and Avraham have, let's call it psoles, they have a little of them that has to be taken care of, and that was taken off. Now, there's an unbelievable piece from Rav Dessler in what he's going to help us in this evening. Hinei, right, you have it marked. Hinei, la Avraham hoisa mida ikris. Avraham had a very basic point, and what was that? Chesed. That was his makeup. And there was Amida Mishnius Shekono Sei B'Mayel Ba'omlo Nisyonov, and there was Gevura. Yishmael, watch please, Shalohot Hutal Olov Ki Yitzchok. Yishmael did not take on like Yitzchok took. Hatafkid Anoel Shavoz Derech Hadosh Shalavodas Hashem La'ora. Yorash B'derech Hateva Es Amida Ikris Shel Oviv. He inherited his father's traits. Voitzalot chunativis. Venimtza shechelko v'tavkido yibiyodo me'atzlomo lidei shechokolu lachesed ayidei gevura kamo shos avrom. Avuloasekein. And what did he do? He took the midah of chesed and instead of using it the right way, he used it the wrong way. And what happens when you'll do chesed the wrong way? Chazdol chesed shebetuma, that's znus. And therefore, Yishmael is in znus, adayom hazeh. But that's why they have it. Ashi mitoitzois pashtus chesed b'li gvul mitzad ha-gvura. If you just go and you're doing chesed and you go and you get involved with everybody, it's going to end up with znus. And Esav took it out of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, we said, is Gevura. And he used Gevura the wrong way. And what happens when you use Gevura, go down two lines? What is that? Gaiva and Ritzicha. And that's why we find them by these people. But Yaakov Avinu had everything put together properly. So that's why that what we see that there's a tumor coming from Yishmael, that's the bad part, so to say, of Chesed being used the wrong way. And when we see the Ritzicha by Esav, that's the midah of Gevura being used the wrong way. Now, in the Ramchal, he tells us, we're going to have to see a few pieces of Ramchal to understand what's really going on here. Go down the second line, please. Mishom v'ola nimtza shnei meshichim ha'ela holech umezamein. From Yaakov on, we see two Mashiachs. The Zeku Lokach Shtei Noshim. The Ramchal says he took two wives, Leah and Rachel. The Sodom and their foundation, Penimius V'Chitzonius. One as it is more inside, and one is Chitzonius. Umileya or Yitzorech Lotseis Mashiach Ben David. Letikon Penimius. We have to remember this. And she's the one who is Hodah. We have to put that together to understand that. If you're being Mesakein Penimius, why do you need Hodah? We'll see. Umei Rochel is Mashiach ben Yosef, Letikon Achitzonius, to take care of the outside. And therefore, that is the two things. One is for Chitzonius, and one is for Penimius. What does it mean and how does that work? Let's see. Let's go to the next. There's again a Gra. So in the middle, the Gra says in Zos HaBracha, V'ha'ikar ha'inyan hu al-Mashiach ben Yosef, shehu ha'rishon l'geula. The first step to redemption is Mashiach ben Yosef. L'kach ne'ma b'chor shoro, Mashiach Rishon. As we say in the Zohar, good. Vashor l'smolo, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, she'otzeh l'tnatzeh hakol. He's going to come and with strength take care of all of these problems. As he goes through and he brings his proof to the whole thing. And therefore, that's the first one. Now the first one has to be Mashiach ben Yosef, but he didn't tell us why yet. But then comes Mashiach ben David. Now, why is it that way? Let's go a little further. Go past the grub. Now, here we have a Ramban. And the Ramban is going and talking about the war with Amalek. The war with Amalek. So he says, go down to the second line in that paragraph. Second line in the paragraph. Ki Amalek Mizera Esav. He's from the children of Esav. Umimena bo eleinu al mechoma, and they started the first war. Umizaro shel Esav oyolono agolus vachurbin aachron. And they're the ones that we have, the golus and destruction. Kirasheyomru rabbeisenu shanachto ayom begolus Edom. We are in Edom. Vekashe yenutzachu v'yachloshu, when we weaken him. V'amim rabim asheito mimenenosha liolom. Like he said, we say v'olu moshim b'artzion lishpot tazar esav v'oysel Hashem amlucha. V'nei kol ashe osu moshe v'yisroh hushua imohem b'rishona yasu eliyohu mashiach ben Yosef im zarom. So whatever Moshe did to have the fight with Amalek, to be the leader, not in the battle itself, but what he did to make it, and Yoshua in the actual, that's what's going to be with Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, so therefore, because we're good. So now we have to understand a little bit deeper yet than what is Mashiach ben David doing. So in other words, simply said it from what we've been saying, is that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to eradicate the Ra, and Mashiach ben David is going to bring out more of the Kedusha into this world. But you can't bring it in as long as Esav's there. So you have to first eradicate Esav, because we know he's the Amalek, and he's the Koach HaTumah, and we need to get rid of it. And then we can talk about Mashiach ben David. Okay? No?
Well, then where does Yishmael fit into it? Where does I mean, we said,
Okay. That's, so right now, the way we stand at this minute is that we find a Mahalach, which we find in many, many of the Svarim, that she wrote, Leah is the one who's give Hosdah, and Rachel is Shtik. Now let's continue. Rav Hutna used to speak it out in the following way. Let's see. Pasuk says, Va'ani b'voi mipadan. When I came from Padan, Mesa olai Rachel be'eretz Kenan. She died on the way. Baderech ba'od kivras eretz lavo efros. So Rashi says, Va'ani, and this is the way in the old Chadorim, this is how they used to say it out. And I know that you have a complaint to me that I never buried your mother in the right place. And still I want to deal with it now. So what did, look at the Rashi. Be'afal pishani matriach alecha, I'm bothering you. Lo licheini li kova be'eretz kenat. Bury me in Eretz Kenan, lokacha sisi limcha, because I buried her in Beis Lechem, and I didn't take her to Maris HaMachpela like everyone else is, and I know you have a taina to me. Why is Rachel there? Why is she there? So we know already, as Rashi himself brings a little later, because we need Rachel to be there to talk up for Klal Yisrael, as we saw in the Nevuah. She's the one who cries out. So Rachel is the one that has to be that way.
Why couldn't she
do it from Maris HaMachpelah? What? When they pass by, right? She speaks up. So therefore, the Rebbe used to use this Ramchal. Ramchal tells us a very big Yisod, and we have to see it in a number of places. And then we have to see if we can put it all together. Let's see. Nimtza she'erech beiz bechinas. There are two types. And he brings it in his Lashon. Now let's go down a few lines so we can see it in Lashon that we can understand. Four lines down. Da. Ki shtei anogas shezocharnu husod eima v'nukva. Veheim atzmom leya v'rochel. Pirish Inyan, what does it mean? One is, so you go down two more lines, He says the two bechinas is one penimius and one is chitzonius. Let's understand. If we look at Rachel and Leah, we see that one is very hidden and one is in the open. Leah, how does she come into the house of Yaakov? Hidden. How does Rachel come into the house of Yaakov? Open. We find two stories, and that's what we see. One is Yehuda with Tamar, and one is Yosef with Eishes Potiphar. And the Gemara in Sota goes through has a very strong correlation between the two, which is not for tonight. But what happens? Yosef, what does it say? Yosef is what? He's about to live with her. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu appears and says to him, if you will live with this woman, what's going to be? You won't be on the ephod. And what happens? He breaks away and runs out of the door, and everybody knows the whole story. What happened to Yehuda? Yehuda's with Tamar, and Yehuda lives with Tamar, and he's on the ephod. He's on the door, on the whole thing. And not only that, you see here it says, Vayaki Yehuda v'yomet sotkim imeni, he admitted, and if you look in the Gemara, you have a Gemara, two Gemaras, one's a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says, Omer of Yochanan Mishum, Rebbe Meir, Shishov v'kash leisono, and what happens? The Shechvat Zerah came out, but what happened? Because Yaakov told him, you won't be on the ephod. And yet, when it came to Yehuda, it's a totally different approach. And you see from the Gemara Makkos, the Gemara Makkos tells us, the Ayake Yehuda v'yom etzotke mimeni, mino yoda, how did anybody know? Dilma ki eichid ozal iyu l'gabo, ozal nami yina shachrina, l'gabo, just like he lived with her, maybe someone else lived with her. Comes the Gemara, yotza baskol. Baskol came out and says, Mimeni yotzu kivushim. From me, Hashem says, came those hidden things. This is the way it's supposed to be. So Yehuda is hidden. Yosef's in the open. Yehuda is from Leah. Yosef is from Rachel. You will see throughout Chumash, all that has to do with Leah is hidden. And things that have to do with Rachel are in the open. And he said, for example, what he used to say, think about it. When they had Mishkan in Shiloh, and Shiloh was whose per thing? Yosef. And what's the halacha about? What's the halacha? One second. What's the halacha about Shiloh? What's the halacha? Where do you eat Trumas Maisis and Kochum? You can eat it where? Anywhere. Koloroya. Koloroya, anywhere you want. Right? And what about the Kodesh Kodashim? And what about in Yerushalayim, which is from David, who made it, with Shlomo, who is from? Who is from?
Leah.
And where is it? Only inside the walls. Part and part. The Binyamin is a different thing altogether. It's part and part. And that's Binyamin only because he was a Mishtachle. It's Bikr and Yehuda. And he wants that part. It's a whole discussion about Binyamin's part. But Bikr belongs to Yehuda. So just so in other words, so when we talk about Mishkan Shiloh, it's open. Why? Why? Because she's from, Yosef is from Rachel. It's open. And when it's talking about Beit HaMikdash, David HaMelech, Yehuda, it's inside the walls. That's the whole Mahalach. And therefore, you'll see throughout the whole deal that whenever you go through it, you'll see that's how it goes. Rachel and Leah. Now, let's try and see if we can put everything together. What does it say there? The Medrash says that she was supposed to be. That's the whole Tainan Dina. Why wasn't she a Tsunua? So what does Medrash say? was supposed to be another Zohar. Except that what? Indeed, the Leah Davin, if it's a Zohar, then Rachel will not be equal to the Shvachos. So therefore, what's Dina's makeup? Leah. And what's Leah's makeup in relationship when it comes to the Zohar? To be a what? To do what? So here we have Dina is a very difficult problem here. Dina is going out, and that's not Leah, and we have a very big problem. Therefore, the Midrashim are working. What is Dina? Where's Dina? How does Dina fit in here?
Rashi say that Julia Tzonis like her mother.
No, but now you have to understand what that means, because we see that that's not the Mida of Leah, really. And that's why all the Mefarshei Rashi are working on it. Okay. Let's see you try and put it together. I was thinking about this for the last few days. And this morning, I was talking to Rabbi Lapiansky about it. And then he came back to me and he said, there's a piece from Reb Tzadik. And he told me over the piece of Reb Tzadik, I mamish told him, I shouldn't say Tachlin today. Because in my machshava, this is mamish the machshava, I was going to say. And he said, Reb Tzadik, I said, now at least I know that something I said is right. Reb Tzadik said, what is the machshava? Let's see what he says. Go down, four lines down in Reb Tzadik. Pirish. Logila b'maisa aniglis hachochma shebemocha. He didn't reveal, show that which chochma that he had. Why? Because Shaul, we said, is from who? Shaul is from Binyamin. And Binyamin's Mida is from Le Rachel. And we saw in the Medrash that it's Shtika. Now let's understand. The more open something is, or in English we say, action speaks louder than words. So the more open something is, the less you have to say. So Rachel, her whole avodah is in the open. And therefore, her midah is shtika. Because she need not say, her actions speak about it. And therefore, it's bagolui. Leah is besina. It's inside. That which is inside and hidden. So what do you have to do? To be able to understand what's doing in the hidden inside, you have to express it out. So Leah is the one that what is the hoidah, whether it's the baldin or the thanks, but that comes because she is betzina inside. Whereas Rachel, on the other hand, is outside, so therefore, shtika. So the two mahalchim are not contradictory. They're two ma'alchim that really belong together. That these are the ma'alch. And therefore, what comes from them? Mashiach ben Yosef is going to take care of a certain amount of the problem. And Mashiach ben David can do the job after Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's why the Yaakov had to have these two women. Because these two, with their midas, are put into the very being, which makes up Klal Yisrael, which therefore gives us this ability to bring out these tremendous midas in different shvatim, which therefore is really the completeness of Toiv, but we need to eradicate the Ra, and each one, Rachel's, will do theirs, and Leah will do theirs, and through them we'll wipe out the Ra, and the Toiv can come out in all its glory. And that's what Reb Tzadik is saying here. If you have a chance, you can read it. If you go down a few more lines, I know the Shema Tzorach L'shtik of its Sneaker, its Sneas, is Hagdoris, Yiseris, which is not Mashain Kane Leah. Leah is Miskasa, it's covered, and everything in Pirish, she's good. Therefore, you have to say things out. And that's why David HaMelech is the Mezameh. He's the biggest singer that there is, because David is all from Leah. Right? And therefore, that's how it works. And the panemius comes out. Whereas everyone, Shaul didn't say, because Shaul is from Rachel. And where everything that you're going to go, you put the thing together, you'll see that these two emos put into Klal Yisrael, these midas, and that's why we needed both of them, because they are the ones that are bone Klal Yisrael, as we saw before in Chazal. They're the bainim of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't... Don't worry, I'm also. Don't worry, I'm good company. Yeah, go ahead. I'm with you.
I just understand the whole story of Yossi seems to be a very, not important thing at all. I mean, his identity is concealed from his brothers, and yet he's the son of Rachel.
Well, but why is he Bachutz when he does the Maisa with Eishes Potifa? Why did he run Bachutz? He should have hid somewhere in the building. So that's what Chazal tell us. He went Bachutz because that's the teva of that of Rachel. There are things there, you know, that need a lot. That's why I said it's still a huge discussion on many, many things that have to do with Rachel and have to do with Leah, have to do with many things throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. But these are yesoidos that we need to know to understand how things work in Rachel and Leah.
Okay. And also specifically what about Rachel's trait makes her I didn't understand the point you made about Rachel's trait making her the ideal match for Yaakov, the fact that she is shtika.
Because like Ramaran said, that Chazal tell us that there's two parts. There's shtika for everything except for Torah, which you need dibur. So then real match would be dibur and shtika. The dibur of Torah, the shtika of everything else. So Yaakov is Torah, he's the Amud HaTorah, so he's the Medaber. What would bring him to Shleimus? The shtika. So that's why Rachel is the Ikka of the relationship.
Okay.
Something to think about.
But Leah, if Rachel
was... Do we redeem Leah a little bit? Yeah, but you don't want to say yeah. Okay.
Sure. If Rachel was the one to make Yaakov whole, why does Leah have all the children? So many of the children come from Leah. Why didn't they all come from Rachel?
That's the combination. Shouldn't that be the idea that you should have most of the children?
Which, what would you say? Shouldn't you say that the Hadar should bring out most of it and the Shtik is held in?